101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Everyone's like, oh, you need to be just alike to really get that relationship to last. Not really the case. There are two things you need to look for in a partner that's going to help your relationship go the distance. According to, I guess they did some kind of new study on this, researchers found that having a partner who is conscientious and agreeable provided higher levels of satisfaction in the relationship long term. Researchers conversely decided that having a partner who is neurotic or traits of extroversion yield lower satisfaction in relationships. Basically, it boils down to being kind.
Right.
And so this is my favorite thing is you sometimes will see a guy be like, well, it's true, nice guys finish last. Which I always sort of roll my eyes at because I just can't. But this is actually proof that nice guys finish first. Because if you are kind, if you have that tendency to, you know, be conscientious, be agreeable, your relationship is more likely to last.
Now, but there's a difference, though, between being the kind guy in a relationship and when you are trying to woo someone in.
Yeah.
Because that's what I suffered from throughout my dating life is I was always the nice guy. I was always the thoughtful one. And so then
there's a difference also between being the thoughtful one and being a doormat.
Right. Exactly. But at the same time, though, is that you're thinking that you're being conscientious, but you're being too much. You're coming on too strong.
Yeah.
And so if you are that guy or that girl and you're trying to woo someone, just think about that. Because the minute that I stopped trying to, like every picture or like have something witty to say every time, they'd be like, okay, you're trying too hard.
Yeah,
I can smell the desperation on
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Desperation, I like to say, is a stinky cologne.
Yes, you told me that a lot when I was single.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing to say.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Miguel.
It's fine.
Someone had to tell you you're
desperate.
It's
fine.
Somebody had to tell you. It might as well have been me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's talk about this zombie disease that's attacking deer.
Great.
Can we do that for a second?
Let's.
It's called chronic wasting disease. It affects deer, elk, reindeer, etc., causes zombie-like symptoms. The animals drastically lose weight, walk in repetitive patterns, lose their fear of humans, and stumble around, and the disease is always fatal. There's no known way to prevent it. So scientists are worried that it could pass to humans like mad cow did
back in
the day.
So
are we worried about this?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm worried about everything killing me. So this is just one more thing I can add to the list of that's going to destroy my soul.
Oh my gosh.
It's about time.
What's about time?
That the zombie apocalypse happens.
Don't go try feeding Bambi.
I've been watching The Walking Dead for years.
Yep.
And it's time.
Well, I don't know that it's actually going to happen, right?
Somebody gets bitten by a deer, and then they're walking around biting people.
I'm just saying, listen. In the Miguel and Holly family, if you have a bunker somewhere, or let's say you live in Brooksville or Newport Richie, and you have an underground bunker, I can help you out. When that time comes.
What are you going to help with? I'm curious.
My skills are gathering people together, being
everyone.
A great leader, and I'm funny. And you need comic relief during the zombie apocalypse.
Now, that's true.
So I would be great to your horde.
Okay. Miguel is putting himself out there. If you'd like him to join your zombie apocalypse survival group, that would be great.
Miguel Fuller on Instagram. Let me know.
We've got some new ice cream flavors coming forth. Oh. Edie's has put out some Toy Story 4 inspired ice cream flavors.
Oh!
Are we ready to discuss this?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, but what are the flavors, though? I'm a little worried about this.
Okay, here they are. Ready? This is for Toy Story 4. Cinnamon Churro Carnival Combo and Chocolate Peanut Butter Midway Mashup.
I heard churro, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, the Cinnamon Churro Carnival Combo comes in a yellow container featuring Woody and has vanilla ice cream base with streaks of cinnamon and chunks of churro in it. Now, chocolate peanut butter Midway Mashup.
Sounds like Woody.
Okay. What? This flavor has chocolate ice cream, contains streaks of peanut butter and chocolate pieces that are shaped like Buzz Lightyear.
That one.
To infinity and beyond. I love it.
Yes. Yes.
Wait,
so apparently these are already out in some stores, but the movie isn't even coming out till June 21st.
Scott, why do I feel like you're living your best middle school life right now?
I love Toy Story. Like, this is that one movie that you can watch over and over again, and it never gets old. It always warms your heart.
How old were you when the first Toy Story came out?
I don't know. I just watched it all my life, though.
Holly, he wasn't born then.
I didn't think he might.
But I had to watch it when I was probably like, oh, yeah, if it came out. I think it came out right around the time I was born.
Oh, God.
Like 96. That was the era. That's when things were going up.
It was actually 95.
Oh, okay. So my brother probably was watching it, and then I was born, and he introduced it to me. Wow. And I was this little toddler rocking around with Woody.
Well, this is mind blowing.
Associate producer Scotty the Body from USF, 22 years young.
I can't wait.
It's like we have so much in common, but then we don't.
Difference between millennials and Gen Z. There you go.
That's probably correct. All right. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 735. Don't forget you are listening for the hot song of the day, which is 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it between 9:15 and 9:30. Now, maybe you probably shouldn't try to date someone around Valentine's Day.
Could be awkward.
It could come off wrong. And that's what Camila is wondering. And she's grasping at all the straws trying to figure out why she hasn't heard from Corey. We've got to figure out why with Blown Off at 745.
Hot 101.5.